Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Attention toward the Indianapolis Colts, their team that's coming off of a big victory last week. If you look at them offensively, first and foremost, we got to deal with Jonathan Taylor. He is super talented, but we've seen some talented backs. Bijan is super talented. JK is super talented. And that just goes to show you how competitive this league is week in and week out, man. We got a big challenge in Jonathan Taylor. I think that challenge is intensified because of Richardson's mobility and their willingness to use schematics regarding Richardson's mobility and...
All right, everybody. Thanks for finding us on this Football Friday. The Steelers look to get to 4-0, and they'll be doing it on the road, and I will be there in Indianapolis for the Steelers and Colts with a bird's-eye view. That's what everyone tells me, that their press area is one of the highest in the league, so I don't own a pair of binoculars. I also have pretty good eyes for a guy in his late 30s.
You gotten your vision checked, and they give you like the numbers, like 2020?
I haven't gotten my vision checked in 2 or 3 years.
Has the last time, were you one of those people who's like 20/10, where what everyone else can see at 10, you can see at 20?
No, I'm not Ted Williams, who could read the title of the song and the band on the record as it spun around. That's what
Did
they
you know
about
Mark
him.
McGuire had like 2,500 vision? You always think like these baseball players, one of their superpowers is great vision. McGuire was like basically legally blind, yeah, without contacts. I'm terrible. Man, when I get those little minus numbers on my contacts, they're like -5 or -6. It's real bad. So I'm very jealous of you. I was always most jealous. When you're a kid, very quickly, it's a Football Friday. When you're a kid, you know what the worst thing to have is? Bad eyesight. Hey, four eyes. You're wearing rec specs. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible to be a 90s kid who had bad eyesight since like age 8.
Well,
tough scene.
I was jealous of a guy named Willie Green, and I'm not going to really get into the details of why I was. From playing AAU basketball with him back in the day. Nothing to do with his eyes, Malzi. Just going to put that out there.
What is it with you?
You were jealous of guys' eyes, okay? I was not thinking, man, this guy's vision is insanely good. But anyways. Okay, I'm just going to say this, and then I will allow for you to either agree with me or say that you share my thoughts on this game, and open it up to the callers at 412-928-9370. We have Seth Lundy today.
Shane Lowry. the Irishman's in there.
We have Seth Lundy here because Donnie is off getting ready for Central Catholic and North Allegheny tonight. High school football action. I don't have a good feeling about this game. And I heard Crowley attempt to articulate it, and he started fumbling and bumbling all over himself. He said, I think the Steelers will win, but I'm picking the Colts. He did one of those deals when I heard him this morning. I have a few reasons why I don't have a great feeling about it. I will just ask you first. Do you share having weird feelings about this game, or do you go into this one uber confident with the Steelers?
Quick story is that last night I did the nightly sports call with Cassidy Wood for the first time, and to end the show, she put me on the spot, like we usually do with our guests, and said, who you got on Sunday?
Good job, Cassidy. Let's and put Malsey's feet to the fire.
I kind of gave her a hard
Willie
time.
Willie Green wore size 16s.
I think we all knew what you were talking about, that you were, what part of his body you were jealous of here, Pony. I don't think you need to keep talking around it.
Also wore two different sneakers when he played basketball.
Now, see, I would
he'd
think
wear
that
a Kobe
would be
on like his right foot, and he'd wear a Jordan on his left. I thought that was so.
How tall was the guy?
He wasn't that tall. He's probably like 6'1".
So he had like big clown feet?
Pretty much.
I think the basketball shoes, two different shoes thing would mess up your feet. Anyway, neither here nor there.
I love Pringles. Also.
The worst chip imaginable.
Anyways.
Lennox likes those things, and I hate it.
Preventing you from making a
reference
to
my
last night.
Cassidy put my feet to the fire, and I said, okay. And sometimes, I don't know if you do this, somebody asks you that right off the top of your head, and you blurt something out, you end up giving your score, and then as soon as you do it, you kind of wish you could take it back, but you don't want to go there. I said 23-13 Steelers to her. Now.
23-13.
That's what I said to her. And I'm going to reserve my right because
nice,
this is our show.
Comfortable win.
It is.
That's
because
an arm's
this is,
length win.
Because this is our show.
This
I'm
is the show
I'm,
record.
Right. No offense, Cassidy. I can change my mind for this show and nobody can say anything to me. I do share, or I do understand, like, without even knowing what you were going to say to lead off the show, I guess not what you really said to lead off the show, didn't think that was coming up today, or something like that. I knew what you were going to highlight here, that it has a very uncomfortable vibe around it. If you're a Steelers fan who's watched them more or less bludgeon three opponents into submission, and if you've watched the Colts sort of stumble and bumble all over themselves, Richardson throws that 60-yard bomb in week one, and it's been kind of downhill for them since. I can't pick the Colts, though, even though I get that like uncomfortable feeling. Do you know why? I'm going to point to one very simple word, injuries. They are banged the F up, man. The Colts are really beat up. Here is the list of guys who didn't practice apparently today, according to one of their beat writers. I apologize because I don't know the guy's name.
Are these names people are going to know?
Their right tackle, Braden Smith. You might not know him, but they have a good O-line.
Yes, they do. And
their center, Ryan Kelly, did not go today apparently, or was not spotted out there.
So the guy that's supposed to block T.J. Watt, the guy that sets their offensive line blocking schemes.
I'll read the exact thing. This is Jake Arthur, who covers them for SI. So he's like that. He's like the Strackbine there.
Never liked Arthur, the TV show, by the way.
The little aardvark?
Yeah.
I like the one meme.
I don't think I'm
going
to get Stella into that.
I like the one meme where if you get mad about something, they show Arthur's fist, I guess, clenching when Arthur was about to get violent.
Yeah, and they'd like some people would turn it into a little fist on Twitter for Kenny Pickett when he was mad.
Like the tiniest little fist ever. Do you remember what his sister's name was? DW, Dora Winifred. Anyway,
so center and right tackle.
Still sidelined today. This is Jake Arthur. Braden Smith, knee. Ryan Kelly, neck. Still sidelined as their final practice begins. I don't see Kenny Moore, Quiddy Pay, or Tyquan Lewis. Already, from what I have now seen furthermore, there are a couple guys who've already been ruled out. Moore has been ruled out.
Nickel
I believe
corner.
Pay has been ruled out, so he's a defensive end. Tyquan Lewis is a defensive end, too. That is like a bunch of really good players on their roster. Ryan Kelly is a really good.
Buckner's already out for this
Buckner's
game.
Buckner's already out.
He's their
best,
defensive
player. So, like, I know.
Cam Hayward.
I'm going to let you finish here in a second and get to why you feel this way. But I think I can probably get the Cliff's notes where it's Richardson is just the kind of player where even though he's been really bad, he can disrupt things quickly for you. They have some big play threats. Taylor's really talented. Alec Pierce is suddenly a deep threat. But they are, Pony, they are so beat up.
I have Richardson fifth on my list of concerns.
Okay,
game.
They're so beat up, though,
that
I have a hard time, even with some of the trepidation I'm sure you have, picking them to beat the Steelers.
That dovetails into my first concern.
Okay.
Why is the spread only 1.5 points? If they're injured, if they can't stop the run, if their quarterback is erratic, if he's completing less than 50% of his passes, he's totally inaccurate. He turns the ball over. He's going up against the number one defense in the entire league. They've given up the fewest points. They've given up the fewest yards. They take the ball away. They get after the quarterback. Why is the spread only 1.5? I don't understand that. Vegas gets it wrong sometimes, but generally speaking, they handicap these games better than we do. They tend to know more than we do. Why the hell is it such a small line? I don't get that part of it.
The Richardson factor where he's just capable of they don't think he's going to be as bad or as erratic as he's been the first 3 weeks.
But their problems are compounded by what you just said.
I know, the lines.
Are they going to be able to block if their center and the guy that's supposed to block T.J. Watt, who's very good at his job, is out? So that's the first one. Spread.
I can't go with that all the time, though. I'm not going to, I won't belabor this point, but like, what was the spread on Broncos Buccaneers?
Bucks were favored.
And they got smoked by what we thought was a terrible football team. I'm just saying it's not a perfect.
But that's the inverse.
Metric.
But that actually, I think, supports my argument. That's a game where everybody thought one team was going to win and the other team lost.
I mean,
the other team won.
Okay, I would just quickly say if the Steelers were like 7-point favorites, I'd actually feel a lot worse about this. Not just picking the game against the spread, but I would feel worse about their chances.
So that's,
anyway,
that's one for me.
Okay.
Number two, it's really hard to play four good to great games in a row.
Have the Steelers played great games?
Defensively, they have.
Offensively, they haven't. They've kind of intentionally done baby steps and kind of crawling with their offense.
But no one would say they've played a bad game, even with their lack of points
they've
in the
played
first
a very,
two games.
I think I would alter your statement to say it's hard to play four very buttoned-up games in a row, which is really what they have done.
There
they've played
go.
Four very three very buttoned-up games so
it's
far.
It's just, when you look at the spreads for the games, too, to go back to that point, they've won three coin flips in a row. Are they going to win a fourth?
Okay, so hard to, your spread makes you nervous, hard to play this clean, basically.
Yeah.
Four straight games. What's number three?
Steichen. The Steichen factor. You know what he did against Tomlin in two games? 2 years ago with Philly calling plays, 35 points. Last year in that game, 30. Some guys just have other dudes' numbers in these chess matches of offense versus defense. We've seen that. Like, you match Tomlin up against the Shanahan system, whether that's the 49ers or Texans last year. Those guys go crazy against him. This play caller seems to be someone that two games in has a Midas touch against Tomlin, and I'm going to point out here, the 30 points with the Colts last year in that game was with Gardner Minshew at quarterback, and Jonathan Taylor was out for that game, and DeMonte Casey knocked out Michael Pittman like before it was even halftime in that game.
More to the point, the 30 points in that game was also with a healthy T.J. Watt swooping around out there. Like,
30!
I know. Didn't the Eagles game happen either with no Watt or with a compromised Watt? I don't even remember.
That was 2 years ago in the middle part of the season. They just
so it was either he was not in the game or he was very compromised.
So the Steichen offense is averaging 32.5 points against
Tomlin. All right, I'm writing these down as you can see, actually.
And I've already given
spread.
You five. Five was Richardson. So now we're going to get to number four on why I'm nervous and concerned about this game.
Okay.
Me. I'm going to be there.
Jinx powers in overdrive.
Just some of the games I've been to in the press box just pulled completely out of random.
Raiders x-ray
the Raiders
game?
In Oakland, where they lost because they couldn't find a friggin' x-ray machine.
Were you at the game where Terrell Pryor ran like 90-plus yards on the first series?
I did not go to that one. I was at the game they lost to the Ravens in 2016 when Ryan Mallett was the quarterback, and they thought they needed to win that game to make the playoffs. I was there for that. I stepped on a dead rat on my way into the stadium, and it was like a bad omen for what was going to happen once I was in there. One of the biggest losses in terms of point spread favorites that the Steelers have had under Tomlin, where they were presumed to be going down there walking the park game and lost. I was also at a game in Miami where Lawrence Timmons was throwing up in the end zone. Antonio Brown was jogging back to the huddle, and that made Jay Ajayi look like Larry Zonka that day. So I just have, you want the Steelers to win? You use, generally speaking, keep me out of that opposing stadium.
Pretty fair.
I'm not someone that typically brings success, road success for the Steelers when I pack up my belongings, put on a nice shirt and tie, and go eat free food and watch games. So that's, I am also
glad
very
to see
mindful
final,
of that.
You're finally acknowledging like your powers.
Well, it's not
the
number
aura.
One or number two on my list, but I'm at least going to raise it in there somewhere.
Wait, are these in order of like what most to least, like the spread is the strongest reason you're nervous?
No,
okay.
No. The four, the top four, I pretty much had all in line with each other. And then you brought up Richardson, and I thought that was
okay.
A good point.
But I do think that my counterpoint here could be just perfectly valid, and that's this. Their line is hurt. Their right tackle, the guy who would be trying to block T.J. Watt, is hurt. And pass rush plus bad O-line play or worse O-line play means that a lot of this might go out the window, man. If you're constantly pressuring an already pretty erratic quarterback, you can absolutely win games where maybe all of these other factors would otherwise come into play.
Steelers-Colts on Sunday, I'll be there. Want to get your thoughts on the Steelers trying to get to 4-0. I have a bad feeling about this game. Malzi's picking a 10-point win. Who is more right on this one? 412-928-9370. Do you expect the Steelers to go there and play well, Or are you nervous that this is another example of them potentially playing down to the competition and losing a game that they should win? I have bad vibes. Are your vibes much better? If they are, please tell me why and help me out. 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Steiner Associates fan text line.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Seth Lundy has calls, and he also has this headline right here.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.